We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomei Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Aleph Sif Ches says the Mechaber Hameshdachava LeBehema. If somebody bows down to an animal, uses it as a avodah zarah, tzamar pasul tzitzis, its wool is now not able to be used for tzitzis purposes. Hameshdachava LePishta Natua, but if you bow down to linen which was still planted, kasher letzitzis, you can cut that and then use it for tzitzis sherei nishtana, because when you cut it, it now changes its form, and now it is not considered to have been ne'evad, to have been served as avodah zarah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkuf Peivav says that according to the Mechaber, when we say that it's pasul, it is not only lechatchila because it is disgusting, rather even b'dieved, but b'dieved, you are yotze. So only lechatchila can you not use these tzitzis for tzitzis because it is disgusting, this wool, but b'dieved, you are yotze, and the Gras says as well that b'dieved, it would be okay. Siftes, yasa nekev ba'orich hatalis, lo lamala mi gimel etzbaos, hainu gudalin, mibnei she'eno nikra kanaf, velo lamata mi kashir she'yesh mi kashir agudal ad hatziporen, mishum she'nemar al hakanaf. And the Rama adds, "Mod din zebi yosher v'lo ba'alechson min hakeren." So the question is, where is the hole supposed to be? We know that on the beged, in order to place the tzitzis on the four corners of the beged, we place it through a hole in the corner. So the question is, where is the hole supposed to be? How close to the end of the beged? So the Mechaber says that it should be within three etzbaos of the corner, in order for it to be called hakanaf. It has to be on the kanaf, it has to be in the corner. So what's called the corner? So it has to be within three etzbaos of the end of the beged, but it can't be within what the Mechaber calls mikashir mikesher gudal ad hatziporen, within that from the end of the beged, which means what is the maximum shear? So shalosh etzbaos is around, let's say, between, according to Rav Chaim Nah, it will be around 1.8 inches, and according to the Chazon Ish, it will be around 2.3 inches, something like that. The Arzus HaChaim says the way to measure the Shalosh Etzbaos is you take your pinky finger and your ring finger and the middle finger, and you place them next to each other, and you place them at the end of the beged sideways, and up from there, that is the measurement of Shalosh Etzbaos. So it has to be within that space. So you can either say between 1.7, 1.8, 1.9 inches, something like that, or the best way to do is just to measure using your final three fingers, place next to each other, and measure up from the bottom. The hole of the beged to put the tzitzis through has to be within that space from the end of the beged in order for it to be called in the knaf. How far up does it have to be? So, mikshir sheyesh mikesher gudal ad tziporen means you look at your thumb and you take the top knuckle of your thumb and you measure from there until the top of the nail of your thumb. It has to be at least that far away. It says in Mishnah Berurah, we judge based on the average person's thumb size. So it has to be at least that far away from the end of the beged. So you don't have such a large area to work with where the hole is allowed to be in the corner, but it's from taking your thumb from the top knuckle to the top of the nail, all the way up until where the three fingers would get you. That is what is called the corner, hakanaf. Now, we don't really need to be concerned for this so much because we don't really make our own tzitzis, and we could assume that the people that are making the tzitzis have the chazakah that they're going to make it in the kosher manner, but it makes sense that when you get your tzitzis, you should measure just to make sure that it's within that area. Even the entire hole is supposed to be within that area of the three fingers. It should not be above it. And if it all depends on how it was made. So if when the hole was made, it was above three finger breadths from the bottom of the beged, and then when you tie the tzitzis in the hole, you tie it so tight around the beged that it now shrinks the area between the bottom of the beged and the hole, it is still pasul. And the vice versa is true as well. If when you made it, it was kosher, it was far enough away from the bottom of the beged, but then by tying the strings in the hole, you made it so that it's within that space, the measurement between the top of the thumb, the knuckle to the top of the nail, it's still going to be kosher because as long as when it was made, it was kosher. It doesn't matter if when you tie it tight, the shear changes, it remains kosher. Because you're supposed to actually tie the tzitzis tight to make sure that they don't unravel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a minhag of some who had the minhag to make two holes in the beggar to make the tzitzis go through those two holes, but this is not the minhag of most, and many poskim say that if that was your minhag from the town you came from, you can do it, but otherwise it's best not to do it, and there are many limitations placed on this minhag as well, which we will not get into because it is not the minhag of most.